Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay.
Now put on the...
Put on the camera.
Oh yeah, that's perfect.
Where's the study, Carrie?
And the study's at the bottom, right? Excellent. All right, are we ready for the one?
We're ready.
Say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom to everybody on God's holy day.
And say, let's go to the horn.
Here's the horn. We're one of Messiah congregation, Kaha Chabe Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God, and today's God's holy day, Sabbath. There's my website, there's my phone number if you need to contact me, and there's my, we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard right now. Today is August 15, 2026. God has his own calendar. Today is the 6th month called Elul, day one.
It's a new moon today.
The new moon, yeah.
We didn't see it last night.
Elul seems like it is the name of the 6th month by these two verses, and that's Nehemiah 6. So the war was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul in the 52 days. And then Nehemiah, so the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers and the some of the people and the Nephonims and all Israel dwelt in their cities. And when the 7th month was come, the children of Israel were in their cities. Today I just want to talk about judgment of God. Exodus 12, 21. Now these are the judgments which you shall set before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant 6 years, he shall serve, and in the 7th year, he shall go out free for nothing. If he come in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons and daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. Then the master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awe, and he shall serve him forever. If a man sell his daughter to be a maid servant, she shall not go out as men servants do. If she please not her master who had betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed. To sell her unto a strange nation, he shall not have no power, seeing he had dealt deceitfully with her. And if he had betrothed her unto his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. If he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage shall not be diminished. And if he do not do these things unto her, then shall she go out free without money. He that smites a man so that he die shall be surely put to death. He's a murderer. If a man lie not with a maid, if a man lie not in wait, but God deliver him into his hand, then I will appoint you a place whither he shall flee.
It was an accident.
But if a man shall come presumptuously on purpose unto his neighbor to slay him with guile, he shall take him from mine altar that he may die. He that smites his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He that steals a man and sells him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. He that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. If a man strive together and one smite another with a stone or with his fist, and he die not, but keeps his bed, if he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, then shall he that smote him be quit. Only he shall pay the loss of his time and shall cause him to be thoroughly healed. If a man smite his servant or his maid with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall surely be punished. Notwithstanding, if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. If a man strive and hurt a woman with child, so that his fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall surely be punished, according as the woman's husband who lay upon him. He shall pay as the judges determine. If any mischief follow, then you shall give him life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. If a man smite the eye of his servant or the eye of his maid, that it perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. If he smite out his manservant's tooth or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go free for his tooth's sake. If an ox gore a man or a woman, that they die, then the ox shall surely be stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be quit, shall be innocent. But if the ox were wont to be pushed with his horn in time past, and had been testified to his owner, and he had not taken him in, he that had killed a man or a woman or the ox shall be stoned, and the owner also shall be put to death. If there be laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give him for the ransom of his life whatsoever is laid upon him. Whether he had gored a son or had gored a daughter, according to this punishment shall be done unto him. If the ox push a maidservant or a maidservant, he shall give unto their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. If a man shall open a pit, and if a man shall dig a pit and not cover it, and an ox or an ass fall therein, the owner of the pit shall make good for it, and shall give money unto the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his.
That seems fair.
And if one man's ox hurt another, that he die, then they shall sell the live ox and divide the money of it, and the dead ox also shall be divided. Or if it be known that the ox had used to push in time past, and his owner had not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox, dead, and the dead shall be his own. Now we're going to move on to Psalms. His ways are always grievous. Your judgments are far above out of his sight. As for his enemies, he puffs at them. Here's another psalm. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. Another psalm. The fear of Jehovah is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Jehovah are true and righteous altogether. No, Psalm 36. This is Psalm 36. Thy righteousness is like the great mountain. Your judgments are a great deep, O Jehovah. You preservest man and beast. Here's Psalm 48. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of your judgments. Here's Psalm 72. Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness unto the king's son. Psalm 89. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, God says, then I will visit their transgression with a rod and their iniquity with stripes. Psalm 97. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of your judgments, O Jehovah. Another Psalm, 105. Remember his marvelous works that he had done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. For he is Jehovah our God, his judgments are in all the earth. Psalm 119. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I have learned your righteous judgments. With my lips have I declared all thy judgments of your mouth. My soul breaks for the longing that it had unto your judgments at all time. I have chosen the way of truth, your judgments have I laid before me. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for your judgments are good. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in your judgments. I remember your judgments of old, O Jehovah, and have comforted myself. At midnight will I rise to give thanks unto you because of your righteous judgments. I know, O Jehovah, that your judgments are right, and that you in faithfulness had afflicted me. I have not departed from your judgments, for you have taught me. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep your judgment, I will keep righteous judgments. Accept, I beseech you, the freewill offering of my mouth, O Jehovah, and teach me your judgments. My flesh trembles before fear of thee, and I am afraid of your judgments. God, that's right. Righteous are you, O Jehovah, and upright are your judgments. Amen. Great are your tender mercies, O Jehovah. Quicken me according to your judgments. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Seven times a day do I praise you because of your righteous judgments. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you. Let your judgments help me. In Psalm 147, he shows his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He had not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise Jehovah. Here's the Gospel of John. Yeshua said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not may see, and they which see may be made blind." Here's Paul to the Romans. The depth and the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are your judgments and your ways past finding out. Here's Paul to the Corinthians. If then you have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are the least esteemed in the church. Here's Revelation 15. Who shall not fear you, O Jehovah, and glorify your name? Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you only are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments are made manifest. Another Revelation scripture, verse 16. And I heard another out of the altar say, "Even so, O Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments." Is Revelation 19. For true and righteous are his judgments and his ways, and he had judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and had avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Judgments are in Exodus 20 to 23, Exodus 31, Sabbath, and Leviticus 20. Please read and understand them. This is not a long study today, but I hope you got something out of it. In closing for today, Proverbs. Judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the back of fools. Shabbat Shalom.
So don't be a fool.
Right? So I'm going to stop that. I'm going to stop this right here. shrink that. Shabbat Shalom.
The headset.
Shabbat Shalom, everybody.